Now will you notice verse 10? Listen to what God says he's going to do. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel. That's wrapped up in God's covenant with David. And I will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time. And friends, that was a long time ago. Actually, that was over 3,000 years ago, and this hasn't been made good yet, but God's going to make it good. Now, will you notice, verse 11, and as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee a house. God says, you go tell David that God will make him a house. God will do something. This is what God will do. Now, isn't this a lovely thing? And it's just like the Lord, my friend. David says, I want to build God a house. God says, David, you can't do it. Your hands are bloody. You can't build me a house. But it's in your heart you want to build me a house. I give you credit for building me a house. But I'm going to build you a house. Isn't that just like the Lord? You can't do anything for the Lord. He doesn't turn around and do it for you, friends, even more. So that's the reason so many of us are so poor today. We do so little, you know, for the Lord. And we're not even in a position where he can do a great deal for us. And God says, go tell David that he'll build David a house. Now listen to this. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I'll establish his kingdom. This is tremendous, friends. Fact of the matter is, this is something that is outstanding. What did we quote from the Old Testament in the New Testament when Paul said in Romans concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of what? The seed of David. God says to David, I'm going to make thy seed. After thee, he'll establish the kingdom. That certainly wasn't Solomon. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, listen to what God says. Verse 13, he shall build a house for my name. Now we're talking about Solomon. He's the next in line. And I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. But the kingdom goes beyond Solomon. And it looks on to the future. I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. This is the throne of David now. It'll be established forever. Now, we're told he's going to sit again. That's what the Lord said through the angel Gabriel to Mary. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And listen to this. I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.